Hi there, welcome to the Coven Gathering. This is your final lesson in the Coven of Clarity. The first thing I'd like to do is set the energy. I want to welcome you to the final circle, and I want to remind you that you have walked with the shaman, with my Nana, and with the medicine men. This activation is bringing all three of them together to receive the final guidance that each of them would like to offer you. This isn't the end. I hope this is the beginning of clarity for you to begin channeling your guides, angels, ancestors, and loved one. So sit comfortably during this lesson, feel your energy drop into your body, and let your mind soften. This is a remembering, not just a lesson. As the shaman steps forward, this is the one who taught you to see with the inner eye. He brings the fire of truth and the power of intuition with him, the knowing that you were each born with. He places a light at the center of your chest and says, "This is the ignition of your sight." He says, "Trust what I feel, trust what I know, and trust what rises within me." My Nana appears into the circle. She brings protection, signs, and rituals. She places a thread around your heart, tying you to your own ancestors who want to walk with you. She says, "I am guided, I am held, and I am never walking alone. And your ancestors are always with you." Then the medicine man arrives, and he steps to your right, grounded, earthy, and ancient. He brings the elements with him, the grids, and the healing power of earth and spirit combined. He places a grounding stone at your feet, anchoring your clarity into the physical world. He says, "I am rooted, I am steady, and I am aligned with earth and peace." All three of their energies, the shaman, my Nana, and the medicine man, now form a circle around you. Here are the messages that they need you to know, their final words and final messages to you. The shaman's five teachings are: trust the first knowing, not the third thought. Your intuition arrives clean and fast. Doubt arrives later. Silence is a doorway, not an absence. Your clearest guidance comes when you stop trying to hear it. Your fear is a compass pointing to what wants to awaken. Move towards what scares you in a curious, not cautious way. Energy speaks before words do. Pay attention to what you feel before what you see. And his final message: your path is revealed one step at a time, not a moment sooner. The shaman teaches patience with the unknown. Now my Nana steps forward, her five final teachings to you. You come from a long line of survivors. You are not the first one to walk through the fire. Your strength is inherited. Ritual is remembering. Every candle, every prayer, every quiet moment is a conversation that you are having with your own lineage. Signs are real, but they show up in ordinary form. Pay attention to the smallest things. You must protect your energy the same way your ancestors protected their home. Boundaries are a spiritual armor that you must wear. You are never alone. Your ancestors walk ahead of you, behind you, and beside you. Their guidance is always present. And now to the medicine man, his final teachings. One, healing happens when the body and the spirit agree. You cannot heal spiritually while ignoring the physical. The earth is your ally. Go outside, touch something. Something living, grounding is medicine. Your energy has a rhythm. Honor the seasons of your soul. You're not meant to be on all the time. Stillness reveals what chaos hides. Recovery is just as sacred as action. When you work with the elements, you remember your original power. Fire for clarity, water for release, earth for grounding, and air for inspiration. The final teaching that they all agree on is your clarity comes when you return to yourself, not to the world, not to noise, not to others' expectations, but to yourself. Your guidance lives inside you. They are only here to help you remember where to look. The Coven of Clarity isn't something that you've learned. It's something you've remembered through them. The clarity is your birthright, and your ancestors walk with you and beside you. And spirit will meet you every time you turn inward. Remember, you are the light in this world. This is your lifetime, and they're just there helping you walk with it. Empowered and awaken one day, one moment, one second at a time.